This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Wisconsin Republican Party reports its list of election workers to staff the polls is three times longer than it was in 2020. It's a sign of emphasis on election integrity following former President Donald Trump's false claims that the election was stolen. As Wisconsin Watch's Jacob Resnick reports, election officials say they are doing their best to reassure voters that the state's upcoming elections will be fair and secure.
Oconto County Clerk Kim Pitleski keeps a series of colorful, hand-drawn posters in her office. On one, she's written in marker, "Perception has become reality." It's a nod to the way election officials like her have come under serious, sometimes ill-informed scrutiny. She wants to reassure people that votes aren't being stolen, despite what they might read on social media.
People are throwing skepticism and these comments out there, but they're not doing the homework on what this really entails.
Frontline election workers are encountering not just questions, but outright hostility. It's fueled by former President Donald Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Milwaukee election officials report receiving harassing calls, even death threats, leading officials to beef up security. The Madison metro area is preparing too. In Stoughton, clerks will have trauma kits and training for active shooter scenarios. City Clerk Candy Christian says Dane County had recommended these precautions.
It's a balance between trying to get our poll workers aware, but also not scare them away from being a poll worker.
One part of the Wisconsin Republican Party's response to the 2020 elections has been to invest in what it calls its Election Integrity Unit. In Green Bay, Brown County Republican Chair Jim Fitzgerald says historically, Republicans didn't recruit many poll workers.
When I came into office 4 years ago, here, the list of poll workers I had were probably 90% unaffiliated, with very, very few Republicans. That's just the way it was done back then. You know, you try and have identified Republicans, but it wasn't that big a deal.
But it is a big deal now. And it goes back to what the county clerk in Oconto has said. Perception has become reality. Fitzgerald says his party needs to reassure its base, angry about Trump's defeat.
The issue has never been the 2020 election with us. It's been as a result of the 2020 election and as a result of how people reacted to it, we have to take care of their reactions.
And it's not just symbolic. Wisconsin election law allows whatever party's presidential or gubernatorial candidate that got the most votes at a precinct to nominate an extra election inspector at that polling place. That extra poll worker could be a tie-breaking vote if there's disagreement over whether to accept an absentee ballot questioned on technical grounds. The Republican Party says it sent 5,053 names to local clerks to work the polls, and that's a threefold increase over 2020. State Democratic officials wouldn't say how many party members they've signed up, but they point to their voter assistance hotline for anyone encountering problems at the polls. And while Republican officials may deny that they're focused on 2020, it's clear that some members of the party are angry about the chaos from voting during the first year of the pandemic. Marge Bostelman was county clerk in Green Lake for 24 years. And since 2019, she's been a Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She says her experience as a clerk has guided her votes on the commission, even when it contradicts the party line. Things came to a head last year after she voted with Democrats to allow nursing home residents to vote absentee.
They wanted to make it clear that the Green Lake Republican Party denounced me because of my actions on the WEC.
A year later, the lifelong Republican is unrepentant for her work on the commission.
I'm not going to follow what the party wants me to do if it's detrimental for a municipal clerk to run a fair and honest election.
Back in Oconto, Republican County Clerk Pitleski says she's worried about this increasingly winners-take-all mindset in politics.
Because pendulums swing, you know, who's in power, sort of speak, that will swing. And we want to write election laws that are in place no matter which political party has the majority, because we all have to play by the same rules on this. Play nice in the sandbox.
Because even in her rural county, political polarization has pitted some neighbors against each other. And she says we can't let our communities be divided this way. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jacob Resnick in Oconto.